10th chapter, verse number 38 of Dr. Luke. Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 38. 10th chapter, Luke 38. 10:38. Now it came to pass as they went and entered into a certain village, a certain woman named Martha received him to her house. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, does not thou care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore, she said, to help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful. You're doing too much, Martha. You're tattling, you're talking, and you're doing too much. You're troubled, you got anxiety. Been in the house so long. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part. And it shall not be taken away. House calls. And I usually have a snappy extra subject, but it's simply house calls, the word of God. We came in the house during the past over almost 6 months, over this past season, almost 6 months. We have went through the spring. We went through the summer. And now it's fall. And fall approaches and summer closes. Here in Detroit, it's already feeling like fall. We're in the 60s already. At the same time, Denver, Colorado, 1 week was 110 degrees, and the very next week, they have a snowstorm. We're now getting ready to go through another time of COVID-19. We're uncertain about the virus, and our children are back to school and unsure about the virus and how it's going to hit during the fall and the winter. With uncertainty in the White House about who will occupy the White House after November 3rd, we may not even know November 3rd. But one thing is for sure, if we ever needed God in our house before, we need him now. It is important for you to understand in my teaching about house calls, as I give you the various stories through the Bible, through biblical interpretation, it's important that you understand how God worked throughout the Word of God. In the beginning, he was God for us. He was God for us. He spoke through the prophets. He spoke through the mouthpieces and the oracles of the prophets. And then he became God with us. He dwelt among us in the New Testament. And now he is God in us. So as we go through this series, we will see God in the beginning, God for us. And then as we go to the New Testament, as we are today, he will be God among us, dwelling among us. And then he will be God in us. He is God in us now. But today we find God among us in our text. Let's dive right into the text today. I don't have an illustration or a story. I want to go right straight to the text. Now, as they went their way, Jesus entered into a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. This is the same Mary and Martha that had a brother by the name of Lazarus, but this is not that story. Jesus is now in the area. He's on his missionary journey. It took him 30 years to prepare for 3 years of fulfilling his mission. We go the other way around. It takes us 3 years to prepare, and we do 30 years of work. But he prepared for 30 years, for 3 years, to walk among us as Savior. And so it is heard that he is in the city, and Martha welcomes him in the house, Ira. He is welcome in the house. She opens up her home to him. Let's park right there. Dina, she welcomes him, Pastor P, to her home. I learned from my grandmother early in my journey, my grandfather early in the journey, that God is a gentleman. He only goes where he is invited. Martha invites him into the house because he didn't have his own place. You do know the scripture says that foxes have their holes and birds have their nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. So he not only is there when last time you said, God, when was the last time you said, God, come into my house, come into my house, come into my affairs, come into my family, come into everything I do. He is searching. My grandfather used to say on Sunday morning, God is going to and fro trying to see where he can sit and land. You do realize that he is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It is your spirit man that has to come in, and your flesh has to be subjected so that you can bring God in the house. Can I suggest to you today that we lack God in the house? Y'all ain't saying nothing. We pray to him. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But we don't wait long enough for him to come in the house. And so when was the last time that you asked him to come in your affairs? Last week we talked about his presence. His presence. We talked about the ark of God being in the house. We talked about his presence being there. And as long as his very presence was there, God blessed the house. But today we're going a step further. It's not just about him being there. It's about his word. Thy word, O Lord, have I hidden in my heart so I might not sin against you. When I preached my first sermon 35 years ago, the second Sunday in October, 35 years ago, I preached about it's in the word of God. And 35 years now, I stand to tell somebody it's still in the word of God. And so I'm not just inviting his presence, but I'm inviting the word of God. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Why do I need the word of God? Because every decision I make, his will is his word. And somebody type that in right now. His will is his word, and his word is his will. I got about 15 minutes to go. You invite the living word in your house. There are two sisters here. Mm-hmm. Mary and Martha. Martha is the hostess. She is the older sister. Mary is also the younger sister. At verse 39, and she had a sister called Mary who sat at his feet, the Lord's feet, and listened to his teaching. She didn't realize, according to St. John 1:1, come here for a minute, come here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him, come here, Strickland. Without him, Pastor Dana, was not anything made that was made. In him was life. Where was life? In the word of God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse number 14 of First John, St. John 1. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Mary realizes that sitting before her is the word of God. He is the only living God. He is the bread of life. Thank you, Fred Hammond. Jesus here in the text as a guest, but he's moving in the office of the teacher. His presence last week. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But after you get through worshiping his presence, and after you get through bowing down, you have to sit still and get an answer. He is here in the office of the teacher. He is the word. Help me now. Wrapped in flesh. Mary is Martha's sister. Mary is key to the visit, because while Martha was still in hospitality mode, while Martha was still in servant mode, while Martha, y'all ain't saying nothing, was still trying to host, because you do understand that whenever Jesus came, he didn't just come by himself. He came with the entourage. He came with the 12. He came with the those that would follow wherever he went, because they wanted to hear a word. They wanted the miracles of Christ. And so Martha is running around trying to host Jesus. But Mary sits at his feet. Mary, y'all ready? Mary represents focus. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Mary represents focus. She homes in on and recognizes everything that I've been wanting to know. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Everything that I've been praying for, everything that I've been seeking God for, everything that I've been waiting for. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach. Everything that I wanted an answer for, I'm sitting at his feet. It's right here in the living room. She is focused. The problem with most of us, come here for a minute, June, come here, Nicole. The problem with most of us, we can't sit down long enough to get the answer to what we prayed for. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Don't shut me down. I said the problem with most of us, we cannot sit down long enough and focus, because we're busy. We're busy trying to get the money. We're busy trying to get the contract. We're busy trying to get the job. I got to finish school. I got to do this. I got to do that. But God said, if you just focus in on me, because my will is my word. I need to know the will of God, Bishop. What is the will of God for my life? It's right there in the Bible, y'all. It's right there in your iPad. Wherever you keep your Bible, I ain't here to beat you up because you don't walk around with a Bible. Your word is wherever you keep it at, in your iPad, in your phone. But what you must understand, his will, help me, Craig, is his word. At his word, if you want to know his will for your life, you don't need to go pay a prophet to find out. Oh, thank God that the prophets still speak. Y'all ain't saying nothing. God will do nothing without the prophet. But guess what? You can get your Bible for yourself. But the problem is, you're not focused. You fall asleep. You save the word of God for last. You do everything else in your day. But Mary, Shabosha, Yedamosha, Mary was focused. She was at his feet and she was focused on the word of God. When was the last time in your business? When was the last time in the midst of everything you do in a day? When was the last time you started your day off with prayer? Oh, there's so much prayer on social media right now. You can just tap in and go on anytime. Everybody's praying. 2 a.m, 3 a.m. Y'all ain't saying. Pastor Dana has it every Monday, 6 a.m. We have it every Tuesday, 6 a.m. We have it every Monday night at 9. You are not lacking prayer. You're lacking sitting down and getting the word. So when you get through praying, I got 11 minutes. When you get through praying, y'all ain't saying nothing. You don't sit there and wait for an answer because you're busy. You have timed God out of everything. God is timed out of the equation. Everything else is going down in your calendar. You got everything scheduled. But when was the last time you did like Mary and you sat at his feet and got the word? She represented focus. Mary had focus on Jesus. She sat at his feet to get the word, everything that came out of his mouth. She was in tiptoe anticipation. When his presence comes, he comes to say something. You don't just ask him to come. Some of us, watch this, Pastor Dana. We ask him to come and we leave him hanging. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I said, we ask him to come. Reverend Jerome. We ask him to come, Robert, but we leave him hanging because he said, you called me. Y'all ain't saying nothing because you don't know. The song says, when you call Jesus, he will answer prayer. But we call and we leave him hanging. Hey, God, I got to go now. I done prayed, but I don't even wait long enough to hear what you got to say. And so here comes Jesus. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He's teaching. And Mary is lapping it up. She's sucking it up. Y'all ain't saying nothing. When he comes to teach you something. He comes to bring you something. He comes to give you instructions. He comes to give you direction. Your word, oh Lord, is a lamp unto my pathway. It is a light. I get happy when I think about the word. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Some of y'all don't even know that the Bible says money answereth all things, because you don't read. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You got to understand that everything that you need, They ain't saying nothing. It's in the word of God. This ain't going to make you shout today, but I'm about to shout. You don't just let him in for nothing. Are you willing to sit down and listen to what he got to say? So we want his presence. We intercede. We pray for answers. But how many of us, after he comes, do we sit there and wait? I come to ask you a question. Are you focused on him? When he comes to your house, have you made everything you looking for is in the word of God? Y'all ain't saying nothing. You looking for a house? The answer is in the word of God. Y'all ain't saying it's in your study. God will prompt something in your spirit. You'll read something and it'll give you direction what to do next. And so do you have time to sit and receive the answer though? You got time to talk because we like to talk. But when's the last time you did what Mary did and sit at his feet? You don't even say nothing. When he comes to bring answers. Some of you watching me right now need some answers. Need some answers. After you get him in the house, you don't even say nothing. Are you willing to take some time out with him? Mm-hmm. You talking about Pastor Dana, we laughed last week because she prayed about come by here, little Lord, and I get up saying come by here. You only saying, but after you get through saying come by here, you only saying nothing. What are you doing with him when he comes? Mary was at his feet. Mary, sit at his feet. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Mary, there's some answers about your new job at his feet. Y'all ain't saying, Mary, y'all ain't saying nothing. You're getting your faith because faith come by faith. Y'all ain't saying, that's what's wrong with some of you. That's why you you fall out in the heat of the battle. Pastor Pete, come here. Come here, come here. That's why you fall. Dina, come here, come here, come here. Come here, come here, come here. You fall out. Because you ain't got enough word in you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You ain't got enough word in you. When the storm rises and the winds blow, I feel like the old preacher, the word of God will stand when everything, heaven and earth, shall pass away. But my word, hey, Boshai, I wanted to see if you was woke over there. I ain't getting no amens. The Bible says Martha, I'm done. But Martha was, you know what? When I get here, I'd be like, oh, God, I got to do it. But once I go going, boy, I get like the energized buzzer. Verse number 40. But Martha was distracted. Mary was focused, but Martha was distracted. She was distracted with serving. She went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my little sister has left me to serve alone? She thought she was doing something big, telling on her. You let her sit there and listen to all that word that you've given. Tell her then to help me. But Martha was distracted. What's distracting you? What's distracting you? I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. Oh, I want to holler. I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. I don't care what comes, hell or high water, I'll let nothing. What's distracting you from getting closer to God and his word? How do I get closer? You get closer to his word. Y'all like this kind of preaching. You want me to talk about money and all that, but I am talking about money. You want me to talk about prosperity? I am talking about prosperity. You want me to talk about new house? Yeah, I am talking about it. You want me to talk about being blessed? I am talking about being blessed. I am talking about miracles. Why? Because I'm talking about the word of God. Everything that you want is in it. So the word of God shows up as a house call. Y'all ain't saying nothing. The word of God, I'm a preacher, baby. The word of God shows up as a house call. You, Lord, don't you care that shit? But Martha was distracted, serving. How many of you have allowed yourself 5 minutes to be distracted during this pandemic? Y'all ain't saying nothing. You've allowed yourself to be distracted by CNN, MSNBC, ABC, Channel 7, Channel 4. You've allowed yourself to be distracted by what you hear. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But when you load yourself up, when you feed yourself, you feed your faith, Ray, and starve your fears. Put that up there. You feed your faith. Let it bounce. You feed your faith and starve your fears. Your perfect love casts out all fear. What is perfect love? His word. Your bow shot. Now, Give myself a high five because we're social distancing. But Martha was distracted. How many of you, you've allowed yourself to be distracted by, I bought this word for $10 before I got here, by the vicissitudes of life. You've allowed yourself to be distracted. Y'all ain't saying nothing. By everything, your children are going back to school. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You got to be at home working. You got to buy a desk. You got to buy more sanitizer. You got to buy a new computer. You got to make lesson plans. You got to cook the food. You got to be the lunch person. You got to be everything. You got to run to the store. You got to make sure your husband's straight. I'm distracted. I need God and the word of God. So I got to be unhappy. I got to be miserable. Then I want you, if I'm broke, then I want you to be broke. But because misery loves company, she said, you know what? Make her come to me and be distracted like me. Because distracted people, y'all ain't saying nothing. They want to distract you. I said, y'all ain't saying nothing. Miserable people want you to be miserable. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Lonely people want you to be lonely just like them. Y'all, we're just like crabs. We want to pull each other down. Make her be distracted like me. Because guess what? Distracted people distract other people if you don't have focus. So Martha's attention was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Even though it was her house and she invited him, she had the wrong focus. Y'all ain't saying nothing. She goes up to Jesus, interrupt him. Not only is she distracted, but she now distracts. Because distracted people, stop dating people that are distracted. Stop hanging in your circle with people that are distracted. She interrupts the master 3 minutes in the mood music. Lord, don't you care that my sister left me alone? She's so off and she not only distracted, but she off. And she's not even paying attention to the moment. Don't miss the moment when there's a visitation. Don't miss the moment when Jesus shows up. Don't miss the moment when the word is coming, going. Y'all ain't saying, ain't it funny that you start looking in your phone right now? Some of y'all distracting right now. We having church shorter than we ever had. We having it for 1 hour. We used to have it for 90 minutes. Some folk having 2-3 hours because they ain't caught up to where God ain't no more. But I came to tell you in this 30 minutes, 35 minutes, this 1 hour, let the Lord speak to you. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Sit down somewhere and pay attention. It's funny. You can binge watch all day long. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You can binge watch all day long that show by Tyler Perry about the church, but you can't even watch the real church. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Hey, Bo Shayamase. You can binge watch, but when it comes to the word of God, you're distracted. Everything takes you away from it. Everything takes you away from it. I missed the 10 o'clock service. I'll get it on the rewind or the replay, but you don't know at 10 o'clock might be the time you need that word. You need it right then. But you're distracted now. Somebody say ouch in the comments. But the Lord answered. 1 minute and we're gone. But the Lord answered Martha. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. Mm-hmm. The Message Bible says, Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much. I love the Message Bible by Peterson. It makes you understand. Martha, Martha, you're fussing about too much, getting yourself worked up for nothing. Martha, Martha, you're anxious about everything. Anxious going to the store now. Y'all just anxious, just fussing. Been in the house too long. I've been in this house with this man too long. I need some air. You volunteer to go get everything that you out of because you don't want to be in the house no more. You're just fussing. Sit down and get you some word. She thinks Mary is wrong because she's not helping to prepare for Jesus. She's missing the moment, and the moment ain't got nothing to do with hosting him. Why invite him in and don't let him do what he do? Guess who's coming to dinner? I just dated myself. I don't even know if Craig know that movie. Guess who's coming to dinner? Sidney Poitier, y'all remember that movie? Huh? Guess who's coming to dinner? Guess who wants to sit? But every week, you make plans without him. Some of you been in the same way through the last 5 months. 30 seconds, you're anxious and troubled. Mm-hmm. Your anxiety is over the top. your listen, your anxiety overall that's going on is at an all-time high. Anxious about COVID-19. Come on, Craig. Anxious about racism. Anxious about money. Anxious about what's going to happen next. Lord, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen in the wintertime? Am I going to catch it? God, what's going to happen? You don't ain't saying nothing. Oh, God, what's happening? You need to sit at this feet and find out. You're overthinking it. Ray, what is overthinking? Putting things there that don't belong, that's never, ever going to be there, but you put them there because you're overthinking. I talk to people every day. I'm so anxious. You're just like Martha. You're just anxious, just busy. Sometimes I've been now, when I get through with my daily show and I don't have nothing, now I relax. I just lay in the bed and I just sometimes listen to music and just do nothing, because sometimes you got to quiet your spirit so God can talk to you after you done talk to everybody. Who talks to the person that talks to everybody? I said this holiday, I said, Lord, this season that you got me in my life, God, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me. But it's a season of isolation. I wrote books about isolation. I wrote books about loneliness. But God has me in a season of isolation. I don't understand it. But I do know it's time to sit at his feet and get direction for what's next for your life. Now the fall is coming. You're anxious about fall, just anxious about being anxious. I'm anxious about anxious. I got my anxiousness anxious. Just anxious. But to him, I used to hear Jackie McCullough say this when she come to town, and I didn't understand it, but now I understand it. To him that sits on the throne. Put some tones in them comments right now. To him that sits on the throne and is now gone above. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Martha. There's some Marthas watching right now. You got a lot going on. Sit down. When do you have time for God to speak through his word? While you're going to a psychic and while you're going to everybody else, when was the last time I must tell Jesus? But when was the last time you let him tell you back? God still answers prayer. Martha, you got a lot going on. Maybe if you would get your focus on the most important thing. Hallelujah. Ooh. You're so wrapped up in what you're doing, Marthas. You Marthas. You're so wrapped up. Marthas, come here, Marthas. You're so wrapped up in what you're doing that you can't even get a word. Martha, everything that you've been going through, you're trying to stay busy so you won't have to deal with it. Sit down somewhere, Martha. Sit next to the Mary. You're avoiding it by staying busy. You can't avoid it. It's eventually going to speak out at you. And you got to have something to defense. You got to have a defense mechanism, and it's the word of God. Martha, sit down. She got the right answer. She got the right sauce. She got the right equation to sit here. What she's doing now will keep her for a long time. Because Martha, you're missing the words that's coming out of my mouth. And maybe the things that you're troubled about, Martha. The very thing that's coming out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Oh, my Savior. Oh, the very thing that's coming out of my mouth, Martha, is the very thing that you need for your life. Just sit down and listen to me talk to you. Because the words that I speak, I'm done. They are spirit. You better stop that because we're going to be another. They are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak, they are spirit. The words that I speak, they are spirit. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. But one thing is necessary, Mary, and one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the good portion will not be taken away from her. Martha, one thing is necessary. You're concerned about the main course, and the main course is sitting right in front of you. The word of God. You're trying to serve me and the boys, and I'm trying to serve you. You invited me in, but you're not listening. You got me here, but you're not listening. I'm in your house. I'm in your house, but you won't listen. I got you in the house to talk to you. And you only pull me out of the closet when you need me. But perhaps you'll pull me out before you need me so you won't have to just keep pulling me out. You'll let me stay here and you'll sit here and you'll have time with me. Like I told Adam and Eve, all I wanted you to do in the evening is just to chill with me. Chill! Maybe you don't understand King James or the other versions. What I'm trying to tell you to do is take some time to chill with God. What you doing? I'm just chilling. Chill with that word. Come on, Alicia. Chill with it. Let me answer some prayers. Let me turn some things around. Hallelujah. Let me heal you through the word. Let me save your family through the word. Let me bring you some money through the word. Let me prosper your house through the word. When he comes, he doesn't come to bring chaos. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He comes to bring peace. Shalom. I'm done. The peace of God. The peace of God that's past all understanding, that will keep your hearts and minds. So, Father, we repent. We repent for inviting you in and not listening to you, not studying your word, not reading the word. We repent for falling asleep in the midst of the high points. Your answers are in the word of God. Father, we thank you now. We repent. And we receive you in our house, not more to just worship you, but to listen to you. Because it's all in the word of God. Your house call has been served today. And it's the word of God. Put on that screen right now. Put in the comments, y'all. Everybody that's watching. I'll do better. I'll do better to listen to him. I'll do better. I'm listening, God. I'm listening, God. I'm listening, God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'll do better. Hallelujah. Ooh. If you need the Lord Jesus in your life, repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I am a sinner. I believe you died for my sins. And I believe you rose again on the third day. Because I accept you. And I believe and confess you as Lord. I am saved and I claim the victory. There's a number on the screen. The Lord spoke to me this week and told me there would be those that have been watching and you want to unite with us virtually. There's a number on the screen. You can call. Prayer partners are waiting to talk to you and pray for you. Use the number if you need prayer. Use it right now. Use that number that's on the screen right now. Today, it's time to give. It's time to give. Will a man rob God in tithe and in offering? You're cursed with a curse. Those of you that would bring your tithes into the storehouse, CCOD1, your tithes, your offering, your regular offering, CCOD1. Those that are still giving vision seed for the year, you can do that at this time. Your tithe, your offering, $CCOD1, Cash App. You can go to, of course, Celebration Church of Detroit at Givelify. You can go to the website. All that information is on the screen right now. I want everybody that will sow a seed today, a special seed today, a special sacrificial seed. I want every partner of CCOD $57.81. Why? Because I want y'all to study. You got homework. We're getting ready to go into the Jewish New Year. That is the Jewish calendar, 5781. And it means to have one's mouth open shut. How can you open your mouth shut? You open your mouth and you speak less. It is the year that we speak less, but we have our mouth open, but we speak less. We're ready for the blessings of God. We're leaving the year of 5780, which is the open mouth. I want at least 10 of you to sow a seed of 5781. It falls on the 19th. And as we approach the Jewish New Year, and we're going to be talking more about it, the Jewish calendar, we are the seed of Abraham. The seed of Abraham. Bless the Jewish nation. Those of you that say, I'll do it, say, I'm doing it right now. I want to be a part of that blessing. The blessing, the Abrahamic blessing, 5781, I'm doing it. Somebody else say, I'm doing it, I'm doing it, I'm doing it, I'm doing it, I'm doing 5781. I want you to do it. I want you to do it. Father, not as a debt that we owe, but as a seed that we sow. Father, I pray that you bless now the gift and the giver in Jesus' name. Amen. Those of you that love me and this word has been a blessing to you, go to Cash App, $ Greg Davis 6862. I got a new Cash App, $. My seed is blessed. $ Greg Davis 6862. $ Greg Davis 6862. Do it now. Be a blessing to your pastor. Be a blessing to your pastor. I know we're not in the sanctuary, so you don't have a chance to give it to me, but be a blessing. That's how you help me to live. Yes, I got other things going, but I am CCOD's responsibility. Yes, I am. So be a blessing today. Pastor Dana, $ Dana D. Berry. Make sure you bless her on Thursdays too. Thursday night, 6:30. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. My money is blessed. Hey. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Peace be with your walls, prosperity in your path. Henceforth, now and forevermore, may the Lord shine his light on you. May the Lord give you a word this week that will take you where you've never been before. May the Lord prosper you, you and your family. May you give peace. May he give you peace. No anxiety this week. God bless you, Sister Angie. I know you're saying likewise. Be blessed.